playing the hammered dulcimer. And that was a piece called The Chemical Bride from a CD called Alchemical Marriage, which is part of a 6-CD box set called The Tenth Gate and Other Revelations. And that particular piece was performed, written and performed at a wedding. And, yeah. Let's see. Before that, we heard 10 Tricks Point Never with Terminator Lake from the album Rifts, double CD compendium on the No Fun Productions label that I am not going to stop playing anytime soon. And before that, Expo 70, something else I played last week that I'm probably going to play more of. The album's called Night Flights. It's a vinyl LP. On the Fedora Corpse label, we heard the track Alpestrine Fog. And Expo 70 is one of those groups or projects or people, I don't really know if it's one or more than that, one person or more than one person, but it's just one of those names I've heard around a lot, and lots of releases coming out of this project. And so far, nothing that I've heard has really grabbed me, except this one record. So, yeah, before Expo 70, we heard from Sun Ara. That's Sun A-R-A-W. The track was Bump Up High Step from a new 7-inch called Sun Arc on the Not Not Fun label. And this in the background is Mikkel Metal, Blue Items from the Pop Ambient 2010 compilation. So, I got another hour to go. I'm probably going to play just a handful of really long pieces. Just because I'm in that mood to just, like, concentrate on one thing for a long time. But this next thing I'm about to play is... it's one long thing, but it's pretty schizophrenic. So, it might not feel like just one thing for an hour or 20 minutes or whatever. Maybe after that I'll play a couple like long drony things. But this is something from a group called Ken Ray, or Ken Rye, I'm not really sure. It's from a CDR called Wearing Sweatpants. There's only 2 songs on it, and they're both 15 minutes long. Or thereabouts. And we're gonna play the second track. Can't really see if there's a... doesn't really look like there's any track titles. But it's just 2 tracks anyway. So this is part 2 of Wearing Sweatpants by Ken Rye on the Banana Seat Girl label. Only here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Stay tuned.
guess you could call me talkative. Not really. But yeah, sort of.
Thank you. much do you love WCBN?
About this much.
That's not very much.
Well, maybe this much.
That's not very much either.
I love WCBN this much.
Whoa. How much?
This much. I love WCBN so much that I wrote a testimonial.
A testimonial?
Yeah.
What the heck for, man? What for?
Well, WCBN just got permission from the FCC to go from 200 watts to
3,000 watts.
And now they need our help to convince the man to throw them some more cash to make it happen. So, if you really love WCBN, prove it by writing a testimonial. Send it to testimonials@wcbn.org.
Or leave a voicemail at 734-418-8420.
Or snail mail it to WCBN, 530 Student Activities Building, Ann Arbor, 48109.
Wetlands are home to hundreds of wildlife species. They also purify our water and provide extraordinary places to enjoy the outdoors. But more than half our original wetlands have disappeared, and we lose 100,000 additional wetland acres every year. Since 1937, Ducks Unlimited has led the charge to restore and protect our wetlands. 1-800-45-DUCKS or log on to www.ducks.org.
Tune to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul Simpson. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. We're hearing something from Ingram Marshall from a CD called September Canons, which is four works. This is a work called The Fragility Cycles, subtitled Gamba. It was composed in 1976. But it sounds pretty up-to-date with a lot of the current underground drone-y stuff that's out there, I think. Music for the Balinese flute, Serge synthesizer, and live electronic processing. Before this, we heard from Krzysztof, which is K-R-Z-Y-S-Z-T-O-F, with a piece called Descending Moonshine, which is live sine wave generator and delay pedal in live sine wave generator and delay pedal inspired by bluegrass music. Don't ask me how that blippy bloopy thing was supposed to sound like bluegrass, but it was. And that was from a CDR called Appalachia, which is only two tracks. The other track is by Pot Pie, and it is sort of a cut up sampling thing with lots of bluegrass samples, and I think it's actually the same guy that did those two pieces on the disc. Anyway, before that we heard from Ken Rye with track two from a CDR called Wearing Sweatpants. So I got a half hour left. It's 5:30, so that means it's concert info time. Tonight, Saturday, January 23rd, Refuse 73, The Gaslamp Killer, and Voices at the Crowfoot Ballroom. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels at Callahan's in Auburn Hills. Yiddish Cup at the Ark. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 24th, Robert Gordon and the Gang They Couldn't Hang play at the Magic Bag. Katie Herzig at the Ark. Monday, January 25th, Frode Gierstad and Paulnis Nilsson Love at 2739 Edwin in Hamtramck. Tuesday, January 26th, Chris Proctor at the Arc. Thursday, January 28th, Lloyd Cole at the Magic Bag. Friday, January 29th, the Magic Stick presents Detroit Rocks for Haiti. Performers will include Friendly Foes, Copper Thieves, Charlie Slick, and Blackjack and the Carnies. Proceeds will go towards medical supplies for Haiti. A complete schedule and more information is at MajesticDetroit.com. Also January 29th, the Ann Arbor Folk Festival begins with headliners Iron and Wine and J4R with Benjamin Gibbard. Other performers are Band of Heathens, Hoots and Hellmouth, Poe Girl, Jer Coons, and Nervous But Excited. Patty Larkin is the MC. Saturday, January 30th, Detroit Rocks for Haiti concludes at the Magic Stick. Performers will include Bump, Electric Fire Babies, The Juliets, and Mick Bassett and the Marthas. More information on the benefit concert is at MajesticDetroit.com. Also, the Ann Arbor Folk Festival concludes with Rosie and Cash, Richie Havens, Doc Watson, Raul Malo, The Hot Club of Cowtown, and Enter the Haggis. Petty Larkin is once again the MC. Also, on Saturday, January 30th, Adam Franklin from Swerve Driver plays at the PJ's Lager House in Detroit with Obelisk and Solar Temple Cult. Saturday, January 31st, Ladysmith Black Mambazo at the Hill Auditorium. Wednesday, February 3rd, Dr. Dog with the Growlers at the Crowfoot. Thursday, February 4th, Malinky from Scotland at the Ark. Carrie Rodriguez, Ben Soli, and Aaron McKeown play at Callahan's in Auburn Hills. And The Bad Plus at the Mendelssohn Theater. Friday, February 5th, Cowboy Mouth with Junior Brown at the Magic Bag. The Fats Waller Review featuring Marion Hayden at the DIA. And the Juggernaut Jug Band at Greenwood Coffee House. Saturday, February 6th, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys at the Arc. Trevor Dunn's Mad Love at the Pike Room. Peter Mulvey and Drew Nelson at the Trinity House in Livonia. The Quaby Sisters from Texas play with the Saline Fiddlers at Saline Middle School. Tuesday, February 16th, B.B. King and Buddy Guy at the Fox. Wednesday, February 17th, the Neville Brothers and Dr. John at Michigan Theater. Also Wednesday, February 17th, Bela Fleck presents the Africa Project featuring musicians from Mali and Tanzania at the Hill Auditorium. And finally, February 19th, Friday, Patti Smith at St. Andrew's Hall. So, go out more, damn it. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, and 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. All right, so I'll be here until 6, which is not long, about 25 more minutes. I'm going to hear something next from Noveler from her album Red Rainbows. Another nice long drone-y piece called St. Powers. And maybe one or two more things after that. So stay tuned. WCBN FM.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The images from Haiti are heartbreaking. Homes, hospitals, and schools destroyed. Families searching for loved ones. Parents trying to feed their children. We can help the American Red Cross as it delivers the food, water, and medicine that can save lives. The people of Haiti are struggling to survive. Please visit redcross.org.
Or send a text with the word Haiti to 90999 to donate $10 to the Red Cross.
Or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help today. Brought to you by the American Red Cross and the Ad Council.
21st century humanity. Exploring space. Searching for answers to dangerous questions. In space. No one can hear you scream. But if you have a modem, you can listen to WCBN live over the World Wide Web at www.wcbn.org.
WCBN FM, the Sunrise.